And I thought for a minute there I hadn't done it right. And I said, golly, you've done all this trouble and I've just made a mess out of it. Would you pronounce that just concrete is made with sand, stone, water, and what other? You said it just a minute ago.
Concrete.
The state north of Georgia is what?
Tennessee.
If you give someone a hand, what are you doing? When you just, for instance, if you want to go over to your neighbors and say, I'm going to give them a hand, what are you doing?
You're going to help someone.
All right. The opposite of wide, of a wide road, is a what? Got a wide road, and then you have what else?
A highway.
I'm talking about you have a wide road, and then you've got one that's not so wide. It's real.
A trail.
Now, what do you call one is wide and one is what? You know.
Narrow.
Pronounce that for me.
Narrow.
I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
Another name for automobile is a
car.
I can't find that one right now. Would you say that for me again?
Car.
This man is your uncle, and his wife is
my aunt.
Would you say, if this is your uncle, this is whose
aunt?
Not my, but use the same word I did. You know, your uncle.
Your aunt.
What is it now?
Your aunt.
Birds build
nests.
At school, we sit in what?
This.
This is how many?
Two
what?
Fists.
And say that for me again.
Two fists.
What do you call a small flying insect that stings and draws blood and itches?
Mosquito.
What do you call the white things in the sky that sometimes drop rain on you and, you know,
the cloud.
Now say that for me again.
The cloud.
What do you call this that we're in right now? This is your
house.
What's a term that you use for a small, troublesome animal that that sometimes kills chickens?
Is it a hawk?
Well, a fox or a skunk or a
weasel
or a weasel, anything like that. What do you use that if you want just to, if you didn't know what it was, you'd say what got your chickens? You just say.
I'd say it's a weasel.
What is a general term for that?
Animal.
Just an animal? Have you ever used the term varmint?
Yes.
Well, what does a varmint mean?
Well, it means an animal, a fox, a weasel, something like that.
Well, does it include just animals?
Yes.
Do you never use it where a person is concerned? You don't call a person a varmint?
No.
You wouldn't know
that? No, you call it a varmint.
What's a small pinkish seafood that you sometimes eat with rice and you have to clean them? They have a little shell on them. Have to boil them and then you take the shell off. Kind of a clear shell. They kind of get in a shape like that. Sometimes you see them fried. Mm. You ever heard of a shrimp?
Yes, I've heard of shrimp.
Alright.
Shrimps.
Alright. If you think a person has a fever, you might take his
temperature.
Alright, would you say that for me again?
Temperature.